Some of you art connoisseurs may already know about the world of naive art. Or, if you have never heard of it, well, you're going to learn about something new. I would like to introduce you to Michel Faure, the director of the International Naive Art Museum of Magog. And since last fall, it's been located in one half of the Visual Arts Center in Magog on Mary Street. I had the opportunity to speak with Mr. Faure and to become acquainted with naive art. Just what exactly is it?
Naive art is the art of artists that paint differently from the classic artists. Why do they paint differently is one of the questions we hope to explore and come up with answers.
So join me now as I follow Michel Faure around the Visual Arts Gallery located at 61 Mary North, Magog.
This is an American painting by an artist called Mavash. Mm-hmm. And we thought it was a perfect centerpiece for our exhibition because, as you can see, she's got portraits on the wall behind her. She's got portraits in her sort of diary book. And this is a painting we had never shown. We were pleased to have an opportunity to show it.
It tells a story, doesn't it?
Yeah, it tells a story. And, okay. And then there's a little touch of, like, dominatrix. She's got her lion at her feet.
And so she's got a whip there, too.
And what's fun about naive art is that faces, oftentimes, whether it's an animal or a person, you find the similar characteristics. All they did here was put the eyes at an angle and it becomes an animal. But look at the nose,
Okay.
You could easily, if you didn't put the features of a lion, you could easily make a face of a person, you know.
Right.
Naive artists, they symbolize things or they simplify shapes. And so it gives a very specific kind of a result. Mm-hmm. And it varies in many, many ways.
Wow.
But it's a creative process, which is more about what the artist knows about things mm-hmm. than what a perfect reproduction of what they see.
Okay.
It's more what they know about things that they put into their paintings.
Is that right? Wow, that's amazing. And now, if a person were to buy a painting such as this one, what would the price be?
We rarely talk prices in museums.
Really?
Because in naive art, it varies. It's not the same level as classic artists,
okay?
Because they tend to be, but some works are in the thousands of dollars. It depends on the artist.
And it probably depends on the perception of the person that wants to buy it and what it means to them.
And the importance that they've had in art history.
Okay.
There are some, take Grandma Moses in the States. Grandma Moses paintings probably go for little fortunes. Mm-hmm. She's very famous in the States. In Quebec, we have the famous barber up in Jonquière, Arthur Villeneuve. Mm-hmm. Who painted his whole house. Mm-hmm. And if you go to Chicoutimi now, you will see the house is in a museum. Mm-hmm. They took it off the street and put it in a museum. So it really depends on the history of the artist.
Wow.
Many of these artists are still active. You can buy them for very reasonable
And then there's some paintings without a face.
That's interesting.
Without expression.
Because with the theme of portrait, we wanted to cover the idea of faces, and as you can see, some they shy away, so it becomes anybody instead of being.
That would be the meaning behind that this could be anybody.
Exactly.
It's no one specific.
And some of them, as you can see, there's no effort to make it realistic. The artist is enjoying playing with features. This is again. Mm-hmm. Look at the little animal. It's almost a human face. You have other artists who are very close to classic art,
mm-hmm.
but for different reasons, we can classify them as naive artists, in spite of the fact they're getting closer to classic art.
Okay. Like that picture over there, when I look at that, I figure that guy's got knee problems. I don't know.
Naive artists will interpret what they see.
Yes.
Okay, so for instance, this one insists on putting a kneecap on jeans. I mean, you wouldn't see them through. An artist that is trying to do reality mm-hmm. would not put kneecaps on jeans. But this one,
must be a reason
he wants you to know that the knees are there. So he puts it. And oftentimes they do things like that, naive artists. They'll put information which makes no sense in real life, but mm-hmm. it gives you information about what they're drawing.
Amazing.
And
yes.
And these are a couple of sad old people.
Yeah, this gentleman is very interesting because he tones down his colors so the sense of old is just in the choice of colors. And in this particular picture, you have an old couple in front of a mortuary figure, you know, little cards. So this is like a very old image. Mm-hmm. And he's a joyful gentleman. But when he did this series, for some reason, he was... Oftentimes, naive artists talk about their past. Mm-hmm. Right? So here you've got a gentleman who's probably talking in the days when you used to have the deceased at home, okay. and the family would join in. And
so somebody has died?
Yeah.
Somebody has died. So this is a story that this is telling.
It's sort of a funeral, though grandma and grandpa are there. Okay. You know, in his household, the family actually had a frame with handlebars from a coffin. They were paying homage to somebody, probably the people on those images. They actually had, I said to him, these look like handlebars from a coffin. He says, that's what they were. The cross and the handlebars are in a frame, and it was in the living room.
Amazing.
And he told his sister was there, and she said, I used to be afraid to go into that living room.
Is he older?
Yeah, he's 85 or something.
He's 85.
Yeah.
So this is like getting into people's heads. It's kind
of telling stories.
And telling stories.
Naive
their
artists
memories,
are
their
telling
memories.
Stories all the time. Or they're depicting, you know.
Amazing.
Naive art is really about... It's artists telling stories in a very specific, creative manner.
Right.
And this is what we're exploring. And eventually we want to, you know, come out with a guide to understanding naive art.
And what kind of story was this?
This is a family. And so it's this gentleman's family, from the older brother to the younger a kid in the family. Actually, when he was here, he was telling him, this one's actually older and so forth, but he wanted us to get a sense of the older brother down to the small child, so he's just made them all.
Wow.
This is Jean Day. An interesting thing about, and children do the same thing, and that's why oftentimes we compare. You see where the eyes are? They're way up in the face. Mm-hmm. When you look at a person, actually the eyes are in the middle of the face.
Yes.
Okay? But if you look here, they're way up.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is explained in a book by an American art teacher, is because there's nothing interesting above the eyebrows. Uh-huh. Okay? We tend to not give it space in an image. Because it's not interesting. So we give space to what is interesting, the eyes, the mouth. So oftentimes artists will do that. If you look at some of them, the eyes are way up there.
There's no forehead. Right.
Because there's nothing happening in the forehead. So that's the types of things you find when you look at naive art. Right now, the group that is exhibiting is called... Comité d'Action Culturelle de Magog. I believe they used to exhibit in City Hall.
Okay.
But now that the city's got this center, they are part of the groups. Mm. And basically, it's simply divided half and half.
Okay, half and half, right.
We're a nonprofit organization ourselves, the museum, therefore we were out for grants and donations.
So where do the donations go then?
They help pay the salaries, pay the fees, taking care of the collections, preparing the exhibitions. Eventually, we expect to grow and publish and so forth.
Okay.
We are there to study naive art and do it seriously.
Right.
We're the only museum that has that specific, our interest is only naive art.
Mm-hmm.
In Sherbrooke, where I used to work, we had the Eastern Township art and a naive art component. We would cover a lot of ground.
Right.
Here we decided we want to study naive art for itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's an important form of art, which is not well understood. And so that's why I'm involved. If you go on our site, we do answer both French and English, but we're still a very young museum. It was founded 10 years ago by a local artist. It's grown since then.
Thank you, Mr. Foray. And if any of you would like to learn more about naive art, don't hesitate to stop in at the Visual Arts Center, and there is no cost to check it out.